This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz and welcome to Morning Devotions. We don't always care or think about each other. I spoke about this yesterday, about the matter of being appreciated. We get preoccupied with life. We forget the people closest to us, our family, friends, and we might forget birthdays and anniversaries, and Mother's Day slips up and we forget. The truth is that most of us are better at remembering bad things. We can recall the hard times and the insults of others against us. And I've met a few people who seem to have what I call a grievance meter that remembers every mean thing that anyone did to them, even things that happened 20, 30 or 40 years ago. Some people have got memories like an elephant. They say an elephant never forgets. I'm not sure who they are or how they know an elephant never forgets, but some people remember every bad thing that's ever happened to them, and they nurse these grudges for years. But isn't it wonderful that God never forgets his children? And even when we do have good thoughts about each other, we do tend to forget that person out of sight, out of mind. You've heard that statement. But with God, God never forgets his children, even though he has the universe to rule. He never forgets his own. He always loves us and appreciates us, even when we do wrong things. I'm sure it pains his heart. But the Bible tells me that his love is from everlasting to everlasting. I've got plans for you, he's saying. I've been thinking about you. And that's much better because it's very personal. I mean, the boss might say to an employee, I've got some plans for you. Well, that might mean anything. But if a boss says, I've been thinking about you, that could mean something different altogether. But God knows when he is thinking, even when we don't. He knows what he's thinking. We've said, Lord, what are you doing? Why is this happening? This doesn't make sense. My life doesn't make sense. The good and the bad gets jumbled together. But God has a plan. God knows what he's doing, what he's thinking about. It was Charles Spurgeon who said that the child playing on the deck doesn't understand the tremendous engine whose beat is the throbbing heart of the Atlantic liner. And yet all is well. The engineer, the captain, and the pilot are in their places. They know what they're doing. Let not the child trouble itself about things that are too great for it. That's how Charles Spurgeon used to say it. You know, we know so little. We've got so many questions. But the divine God is thinking about us always. God plans so much. In Psalm 40, verse 5, the Bible says, you, Lord God, have done many wonderful things, and you've planned marvelous things for us. There is no one like you. So what I'm saying to you today is that God desires and wants this loving and genuine father and son relationship with you. Not a relationship that many have come to know today, but a real, genuine relationship. Often when a person's got an abusive relationship with their father, they tend to perceive their relationship with God, the Heavenly Father, in just the same way, and they have this fear of God. And of course, the devil wants us to think like that, but our Heavenly Father is the most loving and the most caring Father that anybody could ask for. In Isaiah, we read, our holy God lives forever in the highest heavens, and this is what he says, though I live high above the holy place, I am here to help those who are humble and depend on me. The psalmist, Psalm 103, verse 13 says, just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship him because he knows that we are made of dust. How do I know today that God's thinking of me? Well, just take this verse, Jeremiah 29:11, another wonderful verse. I will bless you with a future filled with hope. Now, God is sometimes referred to as the Ancient of Days, but that doesn't mean he's gone to sleep, no. God is with you, with me, today. Wouldn't it be great if we could speak encouragement like that to others, just as God speaks to us? Well, Lord, sometimes we do forget that you're with us. I know that we are your personal concern. How can I forget that your presence fills my life every day, one blessing after another? Thank you, Lord, for all that. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.